Okay, so this week was generously sponsored by Benny and Zeichen Nishmas. Zeichen Nishmas, Yitzchak Glucksberg, everybody remembers Yitzchak Glucksberg, you can see. Yitzchak Tzvi Ben Mordechai. So this year should be a little Nishmas. Okay, so this week's Parsha Mishpatim really has every single, almost every Masechta and Shas. So it's hard to narrow down what to talk about. So we'll talk about the Indian of Shmira. And we have this week's Parsha talks about the Indian of someone's watching another person's chifetz and something happens to it. So this is Indian of Shomer. So we'll start off with the Indian of a Shomer Shemassel a Shomer. This is Zachlam of Avam Adal Bamatzia. Itmar is right in the middle of the page. First word on the line is Itmar. There's a star next to it. Itmar Shomer Shemassel a Shomer. Rav Amar Potter, Rav Yoichanan Amar Chai. One Shomer gives it to another Shomer. Is that called doing your duty as a Shomer? Can you delegate it to another Shomer? So Rav says that if anything happens to the chayfet, you're going to be taught there. And we'll see exactly what it means you're going to be taught there. And Rabbi Yochanan says that it's not good enough, you're going to be chay. So let's just right away go to Rashi, just to see what it means, pater. What does it mean that you're pater? Rav Amar Pater, mikol ma shehoya niftar, im shomra hu atzvai. See the Rashi? Mm-hmm. You're only pater from what you would have been pater had you been watching it. So you're not completely potter if something happens. So let's say we're talking about a Shomer Chinam. So we know there's a few different Shomers that we talk about. Shomer Chinam is someone who watches something for free. If you watch something for free, you're going to be Chayim Amshia, but you're not going to be Chayim Amineva Aveda or Einus. Right? That's the halacha of a Shomer Chinam. It's important, by the way. It's going to come up later. A Shomer Sachar, someone who is paid to watch something, so he has greater liability. And not only is he going to be chayiv on pshia, but he's also going to be chayiv on gneva v'aveda. But he's going to be patur on einsa. Einsa happens going to be patur. So Rav says, well, let's say you have a shomer chinam, and a shomer chinam gives it to another shomer chinam to watch, and then a pshia happens. So even according to Rav, that says that you're patur, in that case you're not going to be patur, because Rashi is saying that you're only patur from what you are patur had you been watching it, which in that case would be only gneva v'aveda and einsa. Okay. So that's what it means, pot. Rabbi Yechanan says, chayiv. Rabbi Yechanan says you're going to be chayiv, even if something that you should have been potter for, you're going to be chayiv for that. And we'll get more into that in a minute. Okay, let's just get to just the pasha as far as Amar Abaye. So this is Abaye's understanding of the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. The Taimei de Rav, according to Rav, that said that Shomer Shemassel Shomer Potter. Loi mi boya Shomer Chinam Shemassel Shomer Sachar de Aluya Ali Lishmirasai. Not only if a Shomer Chinam gives to a Shomer Sachar, which he is making the Shmira better. So you're making the Shmira better, you're going to be Potter, right? That's Pasha. Of course you're going to be Potter. El afilu Shomer Sachar Shemassel Shomer Chinam. Even if you're a Shomer Sachar, you go ahead and give it to a Shomer Chinam, they grew you a Gaya L'Shmirasa, you're making the Shmira less, right? Because the Shomer Chinam is only going to be Chayiv on Pshia, and the Shomer Sachar is Chayiv even on Gneva V'Aveda. So even though you're making the Shmir less, still potter. Still you're going to be potter. My taima, what's the svara? The hamasra leben das. So, I mean, the first thing, because he gave it over to ben das. He gave it to someone who has, he gave it to ben das. So what exactly does that mean? What do you mean you're giving it over to ben das? Exactly what does that mean? So let's, before we go a little vital, let's just take a quick look in Rashi, but let me buy you. So we're talking about a Shomer Sachar that gives to Shomer Chinam, right? Rashi already said before, you're only going to be potter on what you would be potter had you been watching it. So a Shomer Sachar is potter on what? Einsim. So Zakt Rashi, loyni baya that you're going to be, that a Shomer Chinam gives to Shomer Sachar, but even a Shomer Sachar gives to Shomer Chinam, the potter min ha'einsim, he's going to be potter min ha'einsim. Ve'ein lecha loymar, pshia hi zu shemasra la'achim. Don't say that you are paisheya by giving the chayfetz to another shomer to watch. So you're a shomer chinam, you're a shomer sachar, and you give it to a shomer chinam who's less of a shomer. Don't say that action of giving over the thing to watch from a shomer sachar to a shomer chinam is a pshia, right? And the obvious kasha is, why not? Why is it not a pshia? you are you're making the shmira less. You're a shomer selcha. You're mechuyev to watch it for pshia and gnei vavei. Then you're giving it over to a shomer chinam who's only mechuyev to watch it for pshia. How can you tell me that that's not a pshia? What?
The original person didn't want that.
The original person also didn't want that. Yeah, you're going against his das. Right. The guy wants you to watch it. And that's what we're going to see in a second.
I don't know about you, but I don't think he minds specifically you. He wants that level, though.
Oh, yeah, so, I mean, yeah, either or, yeah. I mean, Tuzfar is really why he wants you watching. Number one, he's paying you to watch it, so he wants it on that level. And also, maybe he, Bedavka, chose your company, because you're a really good, you know. So two reasons why L'chayr giving it over to somebody is a shiur. And not only that, let's just take a quick look in Rabbi Yochanan, and then the kasha is going to be starker. So Abaye says that this is a svar, Rav, because this interesting svar, this cryptic svar of that you gave it to a ben das. Giving it to ben das, that's not called a pshi anymore. Zok the Gemara Vaiter. So back to the Gemara. L'taymed Rabbi Yochanan. Loi mi boyas. Rabbi Yochanan said, Shomer shemos shomer is chai. So l'taymed Rabbi Yochanan. Loi mi boyas shomer sacher shemos shomer chinam. The Griya Garlish mirasai. Not only that, el afilu shomer chinam shemos shomer sacher. Duluya aliyash mirasai. Not only, you're watching it for free. You're only chayav am pshia. You give it over to Shomer Selcha, you're actually paying him to watch this chayv. It's for you, even though you have to watch it for free. You're going to be chayv. The Adalei, why? Because the Bialim can tell the Shomer, Ein Ritzayni Sheyehe Pigdayin Biyadachar. I do not want my Pekadin with somebody else. I want it with you. I only watch it from Shia, and this guy watches from Gneva Aveda. I only want it with you. I don't care about the extra, Shmira. I want it with you. So another thing is, it's a very interesting svar. Why would he want a bedafka with you more than the other person if that guy's watching it better than you? I know he trusts you, but Lamaisi, you're making the shmira better. You are making the shmira better at the end of the day. So yeah, so maybe there is he trusts.
Insurance.
There's better insurance, absolutely right. And you're paying the guy. Like, he never paid you. You're doing it as a favor.
He still has confidence in you more than anybody.
Yeah,
else.
Yeah. I mean, so
he knows he'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Other people, he's not so sure of.
Yeah. Anyway, but at the end of the day, what we're talking about here, just to make it very clear, we're talking about an einus happened to the thing. Right? Rashi said that very clearly. Talk about a shomer sacher that gives to a shomer chinam. Right? Rashi said that you're only going to be potter on what you would be potter had you watched it. Right? You're only going to be potter on what you would have been potter if you watched it. So if you're talking, if the guy's a shomer sacher, he gives it over to, Shomer Chinam. He's only going to be either Pater or going to be on Chayiv on what this guy would have been Pater for, which is Einus. So let's just, before we get more about, let's take a look at Taisus. Okay? Anger at Zayni Shevigdani Biyadachar. Okay, so we have this Machlaikis, and Lechayra, I think our main kash is what's the Sfar in Rav? Rav says that it's Pater, and why would it be Pater if you made the Shmira? If you from a shomer selcha gives to a shomer chinam, what's the svar of Masul ben das? So let's just take a look at Taisus here, and we'll get a little more understanding. Ein ritzayin shebidei biyadachar. Zok Taisus. We're not going to see the whole Taisus, but we'll see parts of it. Maybe I'll see it from. Ein lefarish the time of the chayv of yechon the libid abayim mishum the shina midas amapke. Don't say what your gut feeling is going to say. Your gut feeling is I want it by you. You're changing my das. I want my das that it's by you, and now you're giving it to somebody else. So I tell you right away, don't think that that's the reason that you're chai. That's not the reason that you're chai. V'lekach es chai v'chol ha'aitzen. Afilu ba'aitzen shai ru'a lava b'rashush shayim rishin. And you're going to be, therefore you're going to be chai across the board. You're chai on everything. Chai ba'aitzen. Right? You're a shayim r'sachar. You give to a shayim r'chinam. You're going to be pater on aitzen. Don't say you're going to be chai ba'aitzen because you were shinu midas amat. Don't say that. So now let's skip to Ela Yesh Leimer.
Say, don't think that you would be chayiv.
Don't say that the reason why you're chayiv is because the svar of Ein Ritzayin Shevig David Acher is not because I wanted this chayfetz by you, and now you gave it to somebody else without my knowledge.
Yes.
So don't say that because you went against my das, that's why you're going to be chayiv even on Einzim. Don't say that. What is the real svar? Eliyesh Leimer. It's as if the Bialim who gave it to the first timer They told him, it says, if you change from my das, kegoyim shernal acher, sheyiye ki'ilu poshaba, it says, if you were paishayan. It's not that because of the fact that you changed his das, it's not because you went against his das, it's because it's as if when he gave you the chepetz, it's as if he's telling you that if you go and give this chepetz to anybody else, I'm gonna be mashed of it as if you're paishayan it right now. As if you're being paishayan it. And since as if you've been paishayan it, v'chol oinsin, any oinis, sheyaru lo shenucha litloy shem loy masal acher shaloy yunarim. So therefore, any oinis that comes about, that it only the oinis would have happened by you and not me, that oinis you're going to be chayv. You're not chayv across the board. So number one, he says, number one, you should know you're not chayv on all oinsim. That's number one. Number two is that this whole svara that you're going to be chayv on the oinsim, it's only because it's as if, he says, amazing svara, it's as if I told you when I gave you the chayfetz, that if you give this to somebody else, it's as if you're being paishaya. It's as if you're doing a pshia right now by giving it to him. It's like you're not watching it. So you're being a pshia, pshia. Therefore, any oinus that it comes out because of that pshia is going to be chayv. So this really, yeah.
How's this different from the first part when he's?
Yeah, so it seems to me that
saying don't say it's because he gave it to somebody else, but it is really because
it is that. But he makes it chark as if you told the guy, it makes it a worse pshia. And that's interesting. It's an interesting svar. I mean, the first he says like, oh, if you just change his das, that's not a problem. That's not considered a pshia.
I would say it's almost the same thing.
It's almost the same thing. It seems to me the same. It's just
because a certain type of oinus. In the beginning, it would be any oinus that happens, you should be chayv, right? Because you're mishan by das. That's what it says.
It's a little bit too. So.
In the first time, the chayv davar bechol oinus, by mishan the shin das mafkir. Kach is chayv bechol oinus. I feel oinus in show you run love and b'shur shem yirishin. That's a chiluk.
So
in the first svarta, he sings what not to say.
Oh, because once you're Mishana das, right, so that's the pshia, and then yeah. anything that comes about, any oinus that happens, even though it's not machmas the pshia,
right,
you'd still be chayef.
Exactly. That's says don't say. The el of the pshat is it's kilu I spelled out that by you being Mishana, so any oinus that happens that I could have said wouldn't have happened if it would have been by you. That you'll be chayv, like the case of Havel Dagmo. I could have said maybe.
Right. But
an oinus that would have happened. Let's say.
But why can't you say the same thing? The oinus is bal machmas of shia. Well, what's the difference
in
the way that he said in the beginning, the way at the end?
I don't see any difference.
Right. What
do you mean? The oinus is bal machmas of shia.
I don't hear any difference at all.
I mean, he does say that. Well, yeah. So what's the difference?
No, you're saying why should it make a chiluk?
Why should it make a chiluk?
It comes out as a chiluk, but why
would it make that chiluk?
Yeah, why should that make a difference?
So either way, the word is that you were mishanet.
Exactly. So it happens to be in your case. You're saying okay, yeah.
So that's the thing. Like I think I don't know. No, so I don't hear a difference in why the oinus that's bum that he's saying that the oinus that comes about because of this pshia should be different if it's just going against his das or it's as if he spelled it out. But that I see, that I do see from Tysus. What I do see from Tysus is that before he felt the fact that you're going against his das, that's a pshia. That's what he felt in the kasha, and in the Teretz he makes it much more. Not just that you're going against his das. It's that when he gave it to you, it's as if he spelled out, if you ever give this to anybody else, I'm gonna be not much of it in my mind as if you're being paishaya. It's much it's like he's telling him a tanai. If you ever do this, then it's as if you're being paishaya, and then therefore you're going to be chayv even when this happens.
No,
you can't say that. You can't say that just the fact that you changed das, therefore you're going to be chayv on oinsim. Why should you be chayv just because you went against the das? You're watching it. At the end of the day, you're watching it. So who cares if an oinsim happens?
You're watching it. You gave it to another guy.
But that guy's watching it. So then you're being chayv.
No, because you're not watching it.
Right, I know. But this guy gave you the chayfetz.
To watch.
Right, so Tysus says, don't
give it to somebody else.
Right, but Tysus says that if just going against his das, that's not called a pshia. If the guy wants you to watch it, and you give it to somebody else, you give it to me to watch it, Tysus says that's not called a pshia. Just as long as you're making sure that the thing is watched, that's not called a pshia. I don't care what your das is. Yeah, I know, I want you to watch it. Who cares? At the end of the day, I'm watching your chayfetz, right? So who cares? I know, you'll feel better with me, and feel all cozy with me. Doesn't matter. I'm watching your chayfetz. So if an Inus happens, you can't say that, oh, because an Inus happened, and because you went against my Das, so I'm going to be mechayev you for that Inus. Yeah, well, why? I'm watching it the same way. I'm watching even better. I give it to Shem Safi. So, but then Taisa says that it's stark. He says, no, it's like there's a Tanai here. I don't know what the exact spars, but he says it's as if I'm telling you that if you ever give this to somebody else, that is a Pshia. It's like a Tanai.
He doesn't say Tanai.
It's not a Tanai, so I mean, but he says as if he told him.
Yeah, but that's how I'm explaining it.
So why is that the
difference? Come in, it's as if it's a Pshio, but then he says, but only in a case that I could have been titled that wouldn't have happened by you.
Right, meaning in a Brett. Right, so what's the difference?
Where does that come in? Right.
Where does that come in? So I don't know, but it could be that just changing his Das is not enough to mechayev you on an Oinus. That comes Machmas that Pshio.
So I just used to say that the Tanai is that if you give it to anyone else, that whatever happens after that, that's not in your chayav. The first pshat in Taisus is you change my that's like you automatically do what happens to the chayav. But this is not mustabra. Like
right.
You said, it's much. Someone's watching it. This is saying it's a blatant chiyu and all lines.
Yeah.
Taisus at the end says, "Listen, Taisus said the pshat is that when I give it to you, if you haven't given it to anyone else." That whatever happens is that even tonight is Yichayu. And that is the tonight. Tonight isn't.
Yeah, but that's the only certain that runs.
No, only any Einus that comes because of your receiving to the other person, right?
Right.
Any Einus that comes because you gave it over, Einus Shmeinus, as long as it came, it happened because of that, I'm here with Yichayu. That's what we're discussing.
But that's all that
by giving it over, you automatically have a nice. The guy's not saying that giving it over is not what I'm saying. Why
is
he doing
it? Shoot itself just because he didn't do exactly. That's not a pshat. That's high offense and never happens in that aware. Either from the right, from there, from outside.
So why can Tyson's answer that you're right? You're only going to be that it's the same svara as. That is, as soon as you're Mishana Das, that's called Upshia, but you can only be Mechayev on an Einus. That's Bal Machmas Upshia. I know, but he says, but he doesn't say that because you're Mishana Das.
That Kagain is part of the Das. Taisa says, Kilo Pirish Lo Yeshu Yeshu Yeshan Yot Yerayin. Kagain is not just Taisa Shemesh. That is the Das.
That's the Tanai.
You give it over.
That's the Tanai.
And you have no lines that happens after that. Because that's
the Tanai. Because that's the Tanai.
You can't Mechayev what would happen by him. Well, why should the Chayim wonder what happened then? What would have happened? A hurricane came and blew the car away. So what do you want me? That's
right.
No, but you have to say it's
because
if you learn the Pshia is
that Svara.
If you learn the Pshia, stop giving it over.
That's
you can't say that.
Right.
Elmai has to be a kilu pirish, and then you're able to mechalik.
Right. That's right. That's our understanding. That's right. Yeah. That's are we good? Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So the fact that I'm saying what's
changed? Yeah. So you're right. I'm sorry. Taisus is explaining this. This is going to be chayv only means to a certain extent doesn't mean blatant chayv anything happens ever to this.
So what's changing in the terrace?
That I could have said wouldn't have happened. That this may not have happened if it had been at your house.
So I'm saying so
there was an earthquake. Your house has a better structure. Your house wouldn't have collapsed and killed my dog, but this my house did. It was an Inus, but if it would have been at your house, that Inus wouldn't have happened. So there, in that case, you'll be chayav. Even though it was an Inus, even though the Inus happened to me, but since I could have said if it would have been at your house, maybe the earthquake wouldn't have collapsed your house and killed my dog, so you'll be chayav.
Okay, so we got to get rolling. But I mean, okay, so I mean, it sounds to me that Taisus is teretz. The difference is that it's like kilu apirish. A kilu apirish is different than just being mishana das, and therefore, once you have a kilu apirish, as if he's being mefarish to you, that you can't give it to somebody. So then you're going to be chayav on anything that's bal machmas b'pshia. Okay, but at the end of the day, what we're seeing here is that we're getting involved in a sugya of tchilas b'pshia v'seif v'ayimus. Right? This whole sugya of shemesh tchilas v'shayim that it looks so innocent, but really when after Taisus is done with it, it turns into a whole sugya of chilas and pshiyah b'sayf v'ayinus. Right? You're mechayiv on the ayinus. You're not mechayiv. He's saying that you're going to be mechayiv on the ayinusim even. Not just on the pshiyahs. One shimer gives another shimer, and an ayinus happens, he's going to be chayiv. And because you're Peshaya, by giving the Shomer, now the Oinus that comes, the Machmas, so then you're going to be Chai. You're going to be Chai because the Tchilas Mashiach said to the Oinus.
Rav says in the
Rav says you're potter.
So Rav doesn't hold the tchilas.
Rav would hold tchilas mshiyah seifai. This is potter in this case. So is this? I'm saying is so. Number one. That's what it is. You're giving to a shaymer. That's what Taisa says. You're giving to a shaymer, and you're peshayin. You're going to be chayven an oynis that's ba machmas mshiyah. That's a classic.
Yeah, but the thing is that. As far as that oinus wouldn't have happened if you never gave it up.
So, right, but so that's what you say. No, but even in the world of the next Gemara, when the Talmud Chiloshim Shiyav Seif Oinus, it says you only even the man Amun that says Chiloshim Shiyav Seif Oinus is Chayiv. It's only if the oinus is bought Machbas Tepshia. Same thing as here. He's saying the only reason that the oinus would have happened is because it was by that guy. Maybe that guy's house, his hevel killed him. And what if it had been by your house, you have much more eerie, whatever. So you see that. So my first question, okay. So is this a sugya of chilas b'shiyah of oinus? That's my first shot. The second shot is like this. I'm just going to try to move over. Rav said potter because masul ben das. Rabbi Yechon said chai because ainur tzani shebik dan gad acher. So kibshuta, you would say that that's the machlekes. Rabbi Yechon holds up this svar of ainur tzani shebik dan gad acher, and Rav doesn't hold it. Right? Rav holds masul ben das as a shtarker svar.
No, ainur tzani is zechar svar. You see that all over.
Yeah, so I was going to say, the Gemara in Gittin here. I'll take a look. That's the next
discussion.
Oh yeah. So the Gemara in Gittin, Chaf Tesamad Aleph. I printed up the Gemara. The Gemara says, and it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you bring a get from Eretz Yisrael, that's not really Narsiga. Vimana like totally him and a chafetz plainly. I tell you here, take this chafetz for me and take a chafetz from her. You can't give it to somebody else to bring to you. Why? So the second catch is that you see, Eretz Yisrael is not like just Rabbi Yochanan's svara. It's a svara in the Mishnah. This is and there's no machlokes here. So what's Rav going to do with this svara of Eretz Yisrael shebik dani ve'alacher? No, but this is not really negated gittin. This is really a sugya that just got thrown in there to the gittin. Because this is really just here. Take from her a chayfet and bring it to me, you know. Okay.
What did he give to the shliach here?
No, he just said, he told the shliach.
If he tells
the shliach, okay, why are you giving her the get? Make sure to pick up my ball over there, you know. Mm-hmm. Off my ball there. So if he goes and takes the ball and gives it to the shliach to bring to you, you know, I'll do that. You're not going to go and give it to another shliach to give to you. Because of Einrit Tzayin, Yishabik, Dari, Dari, Acher. So you see that this svara, I mean, this is a shtarka svara.
This would be a proof to Rav Yochanan.
Yeah, this is a mishnah.
It's still in the context of Gittin, even though it's the cut, it's still in the context of Gittin, get, and the whole transaction.
Yeah, no, it has nothing to do with Gittin, really. I mean,
But it's wrapped up in that. It's not a standalone.
It's just showing that
right?
The guy means...
Huh? It's not a standalone.
It could be.
No, but Gittin Betzim is not a problem. If I give somebody a get and tell him to give it, he's allowed to go and tell, right? He's allowed to go and make another shliach. But we're saying, if I go and tell him to give a get, and I also say bring my chavetz back, so the fact that I said bring my chavetz back shows I specifically want you. Specifically want you to bring the chavetz.
Okay, from the context, I'm saying from the
right.
Context, yeah.
What?
So the context indicates that, right?
Yeah, okay, but kibshuta, there should be, you know, unless I hear a svara, why should this one be
but
in the context of Yitzhak?
This is the other one is Shomron. There's no Shomer over here. This is Shliach. And before, we were talking about a Shomer.
Mm-hmm. What should be the difference?
Well, maybe there's a big difference. I mean, here we're not dealing with Shomer at all. We're dealing with the laws of the Shlichus.
I hear, but you have to see why should the rules be different?
If I don't like odd to be somebody else. That's the concept. I don't want somebody else to take care of my thing. There's no reason why.
But I don't see a difference. Unless I hear a good svara, why it should be different? The shliach and the shayim. We used to have a rabbi that used to always tell us, it's a chilek, but is it a mechalek?
Yeah. Or, you know, they call that a what, a distinction without a difference?
Right.
Or a difference without a distinction.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, fine. So that's another thing. Okay, I gotta get moving, so we Okay, so at the end of the day, the question that I'm asking is, according to Rav, a Shomer Socher gives to a Shomer Chinam. Right? He says you're Potter. How can you be Potter if you're being Peshaya? It's not being Shomer from Gnei Vaveda. Yeah? Now let's take a look at the Rambam, but I think this is going to make it the Kasha a lot darker. Rambam's the next page. The Rambam, Hilchos Chiyus, Perek Aleph, right away, Halacha Dalet. So first he's going to talk about Shomer. Kol Shomer Shapasha B'Tchilasoi, Af Al Pisha Nenes B'Seifoi, Chayim. The Paskins, Chilas of the Pshia, Seifa Ba'ines, it's Chai. Okay, Ve'ena Shoyal Ra, this is not really the game, Ve'ena Shoyal Ra, Shai Lahashal, Afila Shoyal Sefer Tayr, Shakosh Akar, but Esa Mitzal Eish Lano Lami. Now one Shoyal is now I'll give to another Shoyal. Ve'chein Ena Seifer Ra, Shai Lahaskar, as someone who rents something, now I'll give it to another person to rent. Afila Skir Sefer Tayr, Eskar Lachar, Shai Reizel Aymer Lai, Ein Ritzayni, Shepik Tayni, Garacha, I don't want this thing by somebody else. Okay. So Avra Shomer Maso Shomer Hashem. If one Shomer is Iver, he gave to another Shomer. Im Yesh Edim Shashamra Hashomer Hasheni Kiderach Hashomer. If there's Edim that the second Shomer watched it exactly the way he's supposed to, Venenas, and then it became an Einus, what can he do? Patar Hashomer Rishon Shareish Edim Shenenas. The main Shomer Edim Chayv Hashomer Rishon L'Shalom. There's no Edim, then he has to pay to the Baal. Because he gave it to another Shomer. Not supposed to give it to another Shomer. Okay, now let's skip to the end. The next page. And then on the top it says, V'hu shaloi yamait b'shmirasa. This is all going with when he was not yamait in the Shmir. Ketzad yamait shmirasa. How do you be yamait? Keep going. Chayimufka etzlei b'schar. It was by one guy who was a Shomer Socher. And then he went and gave it to Shomer Chinam. Yeah, so Shomer Socher, Shemasa Shomer Chinam. Or if it was Shol, which a Shol is Chayav even on Eitzim. And then he gave it to someone with Schar, Shomer Socher, which is only Chayav and Gneva Vedam Shia. Hoyol Umiyach Mirasai, Paisheyahu Umishale. He's Paisheya. That is called Paisheya. Take a look at the Magen Mishnah, the top left. You see the different aspects of Vehu Shalei Yimash Mirasa Ketzin Yimayit. Look at the last line before he starts the next paragraph. The second small line. Ve'ein lecha pshia gedayla mizu. And there's no such thing as a bigger pshia than giving it over to a lesser shomer. Kesef Mishnah also says, it's the, you see the Kesef Mishnah on the right side, it's the fifth line from the end. It says, Umasra. Umasra la acher umiyach bishmirasoi chashiv kimazik biyodayim. These are very stark lashonis. I mean, this is, he's saying that if a shomer socher gives the shomer chinam, it's, the Rambam says he's paisheya. The Magen Mishnah says that that's ein lechav pshia gedayel mizu. And the Kesef Mishnah says, like, mamash, you're being mazik biyodayim. It's like you're knocking the thing against the wall. So, I mean, so where's another kash on the Rav? So, what's Rav going to say? Mamash, this is mamash pshia.
How
can I say you're part there? You're being Paisheya. Now, before we go on, let's take a look at this Lacha Mishnah. Okay, Lacha Mishnah. Okay, take a look. It's the page before that. It's on the page earlier. Starts on, I'm sorry, I couldn't get it all. I looked at two different Rambams, and they all had them on two separate pages.
Thank you.
Okay, it says Avra Shomer Masal Shomer. Right, so the Rambam said if one Shomer gives to another Shomer, right, so if there's Aiden, that the second Shomer washed it properly, and an Aynus happened, then the second Shomer is going to be Pater. Right? Back to the Lech Mishnah, you got it? Kosha. Da'afilu yesh Aiden medavar amai Pater. Let's say there is Aiden. Okay, there's Aiden, that he was Aynus. Why are you Pater? Are you Chilas B'Pshia? It's Chilas B'Pshia. Right? And then he says later on, oh, you're talking about maybe a Shomer Sacher, gave to a Shomer Sacher. And then you just go to the second line from the end. I'll make a makam kasha, masha kasha v'mata. But he says later on, keta yimayit pi rasa, ki gayin shayimuf gadat sal gaskar, hayo mit pi rasa pi shayahu. The kasha shim hevi ha shayimra beiz raya shapater. V'amayit ki lasa b'shim asayif v'bayinesu. So he says, okay, so you want to tell me that maybe the first case in the Ram is Shomer Sacher gives a Shomer Sacher, therefore there's no Pshia. Okay, fine. But when you have a Shomer Sacher that gives a Shomer Chinam, and then there's Aiden that come that said that the Shomer Chinam was watched that everything properly and only Aynas happened, according to the Rambam, you're going to be Pater. Frank Lach Mishnah, why? He lost him. She has a Sifa Bainas. Okay, so this is Akasha. He says the Tarish, but we're not going to get it. We're going to go a whole different direction. Let's take a look at Tosis and the Aftzadi Gimel on the base. But I'm just saying, once you see how stark of a Pshia you are,
right? So what's
Rav's Tzadik? So the next page is Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis Tosis over there. Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. Fascinating Tosis. We're talking about the sugya of Tchilas of Pshia Seifa Bainus here. Take a look. I'm going to just go to the Yesh Leimer. The Yesh Leimer. Yeah, I'm sorry, Ihachi. Taisus the Masculine Ihachi. The Yesh Leimer. This is talking about a Shomer Sacher that gives to Shomer Chinam.
Four lines.
First skinny line.
Okay, thank you.
The Yesh Leimer. The Leich Choshev Leif Shia Ela Geneva Vaveda. The Yesh Lilmoy Mikan. You can learn it from here. The Tchilasai de Ka'en Geneva Vaveda. The Seifai Ba'ainas. The Pater. When you have a Pshia, which is a Pshia only for Geneva Vaveda, and then it's Seifa Ba'inus, he said we can learn out from this Gemara that you're going to be Pater. Even though normally we say Tchilah should be seen as Seifa Ba'inus is Chayiv, but when you have a Pshia, which is only a Pshia B'negea Geneva Vaveda, and then Seifa Ba'inus is Pater.
What do you mean, Negea?
A Shomer Sacher gives to Shomer Chinam. Shomer Chinam watches it from Pshia. What's the only thing that you're being Peshayayin? That you, Shomer Sacher, are you Mechliya for Geneva Vaveda? The Shomer Chinam is only going to be Mechliya for Pshia. So what's the Pshia in the Shomer Sacher giving to Shomer Chinam? Geneva Vaveda. That's not called a Pshia that's going to rise to give you the din of a Tchilas of a Pshia of a Seifa Ba'inus that you're going to be Chaya for. Normally, when we say Tchilas of Pshia, Seifa Ba'inus is Chayiv, that's when the Pshia is a real good Pshia. Real Geshmak of Pshia. But when the Pshia is only Benegeya, Geneva Vaveda, then the Ainus that comes after it is not enough, that we wouldn't be Mechayiv for that Ainus. And then just another interesting thing that he says here.
So implicit is that if it's the same level, then he's not Chayiv at all. Shomer Sacher, Shomer Sacher, Shomer Chayiv, Shomer Chayiv. There's no Pshia at the beginning.
The what?
There's no
Pshia
at the beginning.
When the Shomer Sacher gives
a Shomer
Chinam.
No, Shomer Sacher,
Shomer Sacher, Shomer Chinam. Oh, Shomer
Sacher,
then Shomer Sacher.
Same level. There's no
Pshia
at all.
Right, there's no Pshia at all.
Yeah,
there's no Pshia at all. You know, this is involved with the Gemara here. That's why he's just saying that over. We're talking about a Shomer Sacher that gives a Shomer Chinam.
Okay,
this is actually talking about a little different case. This is talking about a.
Yeah, I just
want to
how you read.
Leich Choshev Pshia, Geneva Aveda. That's how he answers his kasha. But I want to get up. This is what I want to get up from this Tosis. The tchilas of the gnei v'aveda, the seifa b'ayin is pata. If it's only a tchilas of Pshia by gnei v'aveda, then seifa is pata. Okay. So now he wants to bring a raya from our Gemara. U'mehod amar Rav ha'mafkra. Afilu shem resacha shemas shem achinim pater. L'fi shemas l'bendas ain raya. That's not a raya to us. You want to tell me? I've got a raya. You have a Shomer Sacher that gives to Shomer Chinam, and Rav says you're Pater on Eitzim. Why? Oh, it's a riot because Chilas of Pshia, which is only B'negei Gnei V'Aveda, B'Seifa Ba'Ainus, Rav says you're potter. See, if a raya to our side. Here? It's a raya to our side. Zok Taisvis, no, it's no raya. Ain't raya. Da filu sover rav, tchilasa bekang, bekang, name bavayna, besayf bainas chaya, da filu hachi potter. Why? Listen to these words. The ain lanu loymar shabadai shay mechinom lo yish megnev aveda rak mepshia. Don't say that a shomer chinam only watches it from Shia and not from Gnev Aveda. V'havolei t'chilasa b'kein Gnev Aveda. Elastam ben das rogo lishmar harvei afilu midvarim she'ein echayiv. It's like Taisus. A shomer tzachar gives a shomer chinam. You think he's being paisheya? Because the shomer chinam is not going to watch from Gnev Aveda? No! Everybody watches it from Gnev Aveda. Well, you think a shomer chinam is only going to say, wait a second, this is only a shmir for Gnev Aveda, I'm not going to do it. Shomer Chinam watches it the same way Shomer Tzachar does, just the liability is different. You hear? It's like insurance. You're paying for it, even though you're not doing anything different.
But you might be. If you were a couple.
According to Taisus, Stam, people watch it. You watch it the same way. Shomer Chinam is going to watch it the same way Shomer Tzachar does. The only thing that you're paying for is insurance. That's how Taisus is learning.
The liability is not dependent on the level of shmir.
Right. So you can't call that a pshia. So he says, that's what he says. Don't bring me a raya from the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav that Rav holds that the tchilas of a pshia by a gnev aveda v'soifa ba'ainis is going to be potter because Rav would hold that you're chayiv, but a shomer chinam what is not pesheya. A shomer tzachar that gives a shomer chinam, that's not called a pshia because a shomer chinam is going to watch it from gnev aveda. So that's pshat of Rav. And now we're understanding Rav a little bit. Rav says you're potter because when a shomer tzachar gives a shomer chinam, there's no pshia at all. A shomer chinam watches it the same way shomer tzachar does.
So then what's the Gemara's blame you by? Is the Gemara's saying blame you by you that it's not even
okay,
yeah,
so,
the Chayim you're saying it's not, it's really...
So how are you being Megarei the Shmir? So that's my kasha now. Now my kasha is that, so what's the pshia? I mean, what's the Gri Shmir Asa? If a shomer chinam is going to watch it for Gnei Vaveda, the same way a shomer tzachar is going to, so then, what's the whole Gemara of it? You can throw the whole Gemara out. That's a Guri Gailish Mirasai. And this Rambam over here, and forget about it. Says, you're Pesheya. So let's take a look at this Rashi, and I think this is the last page. Rashi here, very interesting Rashi. I think it's very Medulia. Sorry, Yaakov, for jumping around. But I mean, you know, just a little thing. That's the last page. So Rashi on the side, by where it says the Luye Ali Lishmirasai. Okay? It's Rashi on the side, it's near the bottom, it's right before the lines get wide. But the fifth line from where the lines get wide. Okay? The Luye Ali Lishmirasai. We're talking about the Shomer Chinam that gives to Shomer Tzachar. Right? I think it's very similar to the Gemara to what we had. It says, the Gemara says, let me buy Shomer Chinam, Shemasa Shomer Tzachar, the Luye Ali Lishmirasai. Zok Rashi, the Shomer Tzachar Moser Nafshei L'Neturi Tfei Mishomer Chinam Sheharei Shomer Tzachar Chayev B'Gnev V'Aveda. So I want to ask you a question. Does this mean, does this Rashi being Chaylik on the Taisus that we just learned?
Apparently so.
It seems like that,
right? Pashat it is, right? Because Rashi is saying that a Shomer Tzachar watches it more because he's going to be Chayev B'Gnev V'Aveda. But I think, this is what I want to say. I want to say that there's no Machlekes at all. Matter of fact, Rashi compliments Taisus. Because I think that if Rashi wanted to say that a Shomer Tzachar watches it from Gnev Aveda and not from, and a Shomer Chinam does not watch it from Gnev Aveda, then what he should have said is that a Shomer Tzachar watches it from Gnev Aveda and not a Shomer Chinam. He doesn't say that. He says a Shomer Tzachar Moser Nafshei L'Neturei Tfei Mishomer Chinam because he's chiving Gnev Aveda. It doesn't mean that a Shomer Chinam doesn't watch from Gnev Aveda. Why does a Shomer Chinam watch from Gnev Aveda? Yeah, because since he knows he's going to be Mechai, since he knows he's going to be Chayiv, if it's stolen, he's going to do even more than a Shomer Chinam. So even though you're right, you want to know the level of Gnev Aveda. If you want to watch it, let's say, for Gnev Aveda, you have to watch it this much. A Shomer Chinam is going to watch it that much. But a Shomer Tzachar, since he knows he's Chayiv, if he gets that much, he's going to watch it this much. That's what Rashi's saying. That's why it's not Luya Alish Mirasa. Yeah, that's why it's a better shmir. So now it makes sense, the Gemara Lama.
That's a Gurish, being the Gemara Shmira.
So you're being the Gemara Shmira. You're a Shomer Sachar. You know that even though I'm watching it from Neva Veda and a Shomer Chaim is going to watch it from Neva Veda, I watch it better because I know I'm going to be Mechuyev on Neva Veda. So I watch it this much. Even though right here is where I can watch it for Neva Veda, I'm going to watch it this much because I don't want to be Mechuyev. But a Shomer Chaim, he has nothing to lose. He's going to watch it this much. So even though, yeah, it is being Shomer for a Neva Veda, but it's still an Aliyah L'Shmira if you give it to Shomer Sachar, and you send me Megareh L'Shmira if you give it to Shomer Chaim.
Still things contradictory.
Okay. Okay. No, I mean, push it. Is it, but I think that it's very interesting. Moser
Nafshe.
Moser Nafshe, the three of Tzvei. Just say that he watches the Gnei Vaveda, or Shem Echidim doesn't. Say it, push it. Say it, Shem Echidim watches the Gnei Vaveda, or Shem Echidim doesn't. That's what Rashi says. He says, no. Moser Nafshe, the three of Tzvei, since the Shem Echidim is Chai in Gnei Vaveda. What are you saying like so backwards for? The
difference is, he goes above and beyond.
Huh?
Tyson also says that Rashi, Moser Nafshe.
Where, here?
Tyson, the Luya Luya.
That's very good. The Shitaus.
Yeah, the Shem is a little bit.
Yeah. Just say that. You. Yeah. Just so that's why I think that.
So it's contradicts itself.
What Tyson?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, according to you would be better. But according to me, it's Geshmah. Because Tyson is saying that the Avada Shem Yisachar watches it better. So then you have to answer Tyson's.
Okay.
Because you have a steer in Tyson's now. Okay, but okay, so I'm going to say, maybe that's the Pshat, and that's why, that's what I'm saying. You're Mamash Pesheya, you're Pesheya if you give it to Shem Yisachar, because even though it's being Shomer from Gnei Vaveda, so now I can say, what's the Lachamishas Kasha? Lachamishas Kasha is that if you bring Edom afterwards that you're an Oinus, Ramam says you're Pater. I Tchilas Mashiach Seifa Ba'Oinus. Now you can't tell me this. You can't tell me with that. Oh, tchilas of pshia, the seifa ba'ainis. That's with that tchilas of pshia that you're not watching it for gnei vaveda and seifa ba'ainis is going to be part because Taisa says Rav doesn't hold like that, right? Taisa said that's you can't. There's no Rav from Rav that he holds like that. But you can say now what we're saying is that yeah, but this little if you're watching it for gnei vaveda, why are you watching it for? Hashem Echim is going to watch it for gnei vaveda. But between watching it from Gnei Veda and what the Shomer Sachar is, Moser Nafshei Tfei, that much you can't say that if a Pshia happens because of that, if an Oinus happens because of that, that's called the Tchilas Pshia Soch Bainus Chai. You hear the difference? Taisa said a Sfar before that, oh, if you say Tchilas, maybe you can say like this. If you say Tchilas Pshia Soch Bainus Chai, that's only a regular case. But if you're only Pshia B'negei and not watching it for Gnei Veda, then maybe you might not. Then you might not say that chilas to receive Simon's is chayiv. That's what Taisa said on Tzadi Gimel, right? Taisa on Tzadi Gimel said that if we can say a svara that the only time we say chilas to pshia of Simon's b'ainus is chayiv is if the pshia is a real pshia. You're a mamish peshayin, and then a nainus happens. But a pshia that you're just not watching it for gneiv v'aveda, that's already not enough of a pshia that an einus that's ba machmas that pshia is going to be chayiv. Right, that's a Taisus. Taisus said this far in Tzadi Gimel. Right, I want to say you don't even need that. Let's say you want to be chalek on that. You say no, even that chilas b'shiyah soif b'ainus is chay. Even on that, even if you're just peshev from gnei v'aveda. But here, where Shomer Sachar gets a shomer chinam, it is shomer from gnei v'aveda. It is shomer, right? Like we just said, according to this, it is shomer from gnei v'aveda. So then we ask, what's the megareya? The Negreya is that a Shomer Sachar is most natural to its face. So it's above and beyond Gnei Vaveda. So that Pshia, no, so I want to say that Pshia maybe is a Pshia. But that's not enough Pshia to Mechai you at Tchilas of Pshia of Seif
Vaidus. Right, you're saying that's not a Tchilas of Pshia of Seif
Vaidus. Yeah. So that much
I guess. Taisa said it's not a Raya.
Right, Taisa just says it's not a Raya from Rav because Rav's case, there's no that's not called Pshia, he says. That's not called a Pshia because since Hashem Mechinim watches it for Gnei Vaveda.
Okay, so what are you saying different?
Right, so I'm just saying according to the Rambam, the Rambam says you're a Peshaya. And I want to say what he means when he says Peshaya means, it doesn't mean that you're a Peshaya for Gnei Vaveda. He means Peshaya, that difference between watching it for Gnei Vaveda and whatever Shomer Sachar is Masanafshi through
its face.
That Masanafshi, exactly. That's the Peshaya. And that, Lach Mishnah could be asking it, but Lach Mishnah as a Kasha. Why don't you say that? Chilasim Shiyam Saif Bayis is
Chayiv. So, and that you're not going to be Chayiv.
So, I want to say that if we're learning like this in the Rambam, that much you're not going to be able to say. Even though Taisa says that maybe he just said a svar that maybe if you only.
What was Taisa's svar?
Taisa's svar was that if you're Chilasim Shiyam only for Gneva Veda.
Right.
And not like a regular pshia, right? Let's say a regular pshia, you left it outside.
Plus,
it's
only for Gneva Aveda.
Right.
Kipshuta, he's just saying.
Right, he says a plus pshia.
So you're saying even this is even less of a tchilas.
Right, exactly. Okay. So I'm saying like that, even if you want to say that that case of the tesis you're going to be chayav for, but this much of a pshia that just, it's shomer for Gneva Aveda. Hashem Echina watches for Gneva Aveda. Just Hashem Echina watches it a little more because he's going to be, he's more liable. That much is not called a pshia that we can be mechayiv you.
Now that we saw this tesis that he, what's called just brought down, the tesis himself holds you're not really for shef. I'm saying now it's a shtickle steer in tesis himself. The tesis himself said that the chilasim shia by Rav is not going to be a chilasim shia safe bonus over there. You don't even, it's not even a chilasim shia because you have a shmir for neighbor
Aveda. I know, but you're still missing the musa nashal tefei.
Why?
You're still missing that. You're still missing the
difference. What I'm saying is that what Taisus means?
Where? Taisus where?
Taisus before Baba Kama? It's not a riot from Rav.
It's not a gimel, yeah?
Yeah, I know.
Right, so he just says it's not a riot to what he's saying that if you're a Peshev for Gneva Veda. That Taisus is
yeah,
right.
Yeah, because there's no Peshev for Gneva Veda.
Right. That's what Taisus says on Tani Gimel.
No, Taisus
says. That's what Taisus says on Tani Gimel.
Right, he said that a Peshev for Gneva Veda would not be considered a Tulas of Peshev. Say, when
right.
You have a Peshev only for Gneva Veda,
right.
It's not going to be a Tulas of Peshev Sebahim. But I'm telling you, the way we're learning now, there is no pshia for Gneva Veda. It's only that shmir of the Kazakh.
Right.
Taisus didn't say that.
Taisus did say that Rav is not learning that you're a pshia for Gneva Veda when a Shem Ritzach gives a Shem Rechina. That Taisus did say in Tzadik Gimel.
Rav is not.
Taisus just said in Tzadik Gimel, don't bring me a raya from Rav. That my yisoid to my yisoid.
Oh, some of Shmar Bafi Ludvam Shinichayev. Okay.
Yeah.
No. So Taisus is saying over there also that you're Nachum. What
he's saying. So I'm saying. So Taisus is just saying, don't bring me a Rav from Rav. That when a Shem Ritzach gives a Shem Rechinam.
Oh, because even if Rav would hold.
Even if Rav would hold that you're Chayiv, there it's different because there's no Pshi at all. Because he just says there's no Pshi at all.
A few of Rav he lost became Gneva Aveda was safe by his Chayiv. A few Lachul Potter they even learned Shabbat.
Right.
No, he's saying the
sword
because, okay, good, I'm saying.
Because the Shem Echinim
watched
from Gnei Vaveda. So don't bring me a Rai from Rav, because Rav's case is not Negev. Rav's case is where it is being watched for Gnei Vaveda.
Understand.
Right, but Taisus doesn't mean that there's no Pshia at all. There can still be a Pshia between the level of Gnei Vaveda and what Hashem Ritzach is Mashal Nachshon
Tefei. It could be, right.
Right, so that much I want to leave, that there is
obviously Taisus sounds like you that that's not a problem.
Right, well, Taisa is not talking about that. Taisa is only talking about a pshia for Gneva Veda.
I understand, but then
right,
the story is that he's going to what? Look at Taisa's lashon. If you deim alom shivadai shem mechinim leyishmor b'Gneva Veda, don't say that.
Right.
Rak pshia v'avli klos v'kei Gneva Veda, el stam ben das rogelishmor har b'afi medvar m'shein echad.
Right, so don't say that that's a tchilos v'pshia b'chein Gneva Veda.
I understand.
Right, so that's all Taisa is saying. He's not saying that there's no pshia at all.
You're saying either maybe there should be that pshia of
right, and there is. I think there's masking that there is.
I mean that would be so. That you're saying that's not a problem either.
That's not a problem for the chilas of pshia of
Shabbos.
Fine. Okay.
That's okay.
Fine. So
you're saying that okay. Just say
it here. Okay. So that's the word. That's what we're gonna end. That's how we're gonna. That's pshat and rabba. That's what we're gonna answer Pelech Mishnah, right?
Two.
Huh? Right, so I'm saying the Rambam said that it was such a stark lashon of pshia. Right, he says pshia in the chav pshia gedel mizu. Everyone's busy with the pshia, so my question was, what's pshat and rav? Right, but now that we're learning that no, everyone's masking that there's a little bit of a pshia there. Right, Rav just holds that little bit of pshia you're not going to be chayav for. You're going to be potter. And this halacha mishnah asks, I tchilas of pshia of seif bainus. No, that we won't say tchilas of pshia of seif bainus with a pshia that is only whatever Hashem Yisachar watches it better than gneva aveda.
Yeah, but
how are
you answering up all the
Lashem?
The
Maisa,
the
Lashem
is, it's
Mamish Hashtag. Because it is a Mamish Hashtag. Shemizach was watching it much better than you.
But it's not enough of a Hashtag to make him liable.
Right, according to Rav. According to Rav.
Mazik be a dime, I'm saying everyone's.
Yeah, I'm saying. It could be that's called a Mamish Hashtag. The way that we pass it. We
right,
pass it, that's called a Hashtag.
You're just explaining your Bavarni.
I'm saying, what's Pshat and Rav? My Kash was. this is such a stark pshia. What's Rav? Rav says you're part of why. You're being mazik be a dime. Ain lecha pshia gedel mizu. Like, what's Pshat Rav? No, I'm just saying, Pshat Rav is that because about it the whole time it is watching Gnev Aveda. I'm just saying watching Gnev Aveda. Just this difference. This difference between Gnev Aveda and what Hashem Rasacha watches it for, which that much. Rav says you're going to be part there. That much, we don't have to worry about it. And Rabbi Yechon is chaylik. He says, no, you're going to be chayim on that. Okay?
Are they arguing about the
Inner
Tzayin
of the Maisa,
or, I mean, how do you...
You mean, how do you read it in the
Inner Tzayin? No, it's not, man. I'm just saying the Maisa coming out. The Rav saying the Maisa gave it to Ben Das, and his Shmir is going to be the same level, like
right.
The Gemara.
Right.
I'm just saying Kipshuta. How do you read it in the Gemara now?
Right, it's like some...
The other one knows Maisa Inner Tzayin. He's saying the Maisa, no, just the fact that he gave it over, right there is the Pshia. That's the way we passed him, like the Ramam and...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let me just say a quick word on the parsha of the puzzle.
If Yochanan is arguing with his Rebbe, you realize that.
Rav.
Yeah. Usually, Rav is always arguing with Shmuel.
Mm-hmm.
But here you can go to the arguing with the Rebbe.
Yeah. All right. So just a quick word on the parsha. The pasuk says, "Velatzila b'nei Yisrael ishalach yadoi vayachazu esalekim vayechol yishtu." This pasuk in Mishpatim, right? Velatzile b'nei Yisrael ishalach yadai. So what does it mean, Velatzile b'nei Yisrael? Velatzile b'nei Yisrael, Rashi says that it means that the chashuvim. The chashuvim of Klal Yisrael. Velatzile b'nei Yisrael.
That's the young ones, no?
What does Rashi
say?
Is it Gaiman? The most... I thought I meant the chashuvim. Oh, maybe there's Supshat in Rashi?
It's a two-tick, isn't it?
Huh? I think it's Supshat and Rashi. I think one of them is the Chashuvim.
What
is the Pasuk say? Ve'el atzilei b'nei Yisrael le'shalach yadai. Ha'yechazu esalekim, ha'yechol ha'yishtu. That the, what it means, yeah, what is it? Here, you have the Pasuk? Where is it? Oh, here. You know. So let's see what Zach Rashi came not of Aviv as a Canaan. Yeah, I think it means the Chashuv. So the maybe there's other Pshatim also. You know better than me. So the Pasuk's talking about that the Chashuvim of Bnei Yisrael, Hashem didn't touch. Hashem, like Shalach Yodah, Hashem didn't punish them. That's it. Hashem didn't punish them. They saw Hashem, because while they were watching, Gilui Shechina, they were eating and drinking. That's the Pashup Shah on the Pasuk.
The
Chashuvim, yeah, the Chanad and Aviyu, Nad and Aviyu.
Everybody else was punished.
No, nobody was punished.
They're the ones who.
They're the only ones that were right for punishment, but didn't get punished. So, so the Chassaf Sefer has a very interesting take on this. He says that what it means is like this: is that Kipshuta, it sounds like it's saying a Ganai. That they watched Hashem, the Gilui Shechina, by Kabbalah Soter, they were watching the Gilui Shechina, and they were eating and drinking, and they're watching Hashem, you shouldn't be eating and drinking, you should be in the state of, Yira, and you can't be eating and drinking. But Hashem didn't punish them at that time because he didn't want to ruin the Simcha. So he waited later on, right, Nadav Aviyu, they died later, right? So that's the Pashup Shah. Chassaf Sefer says that it means like this, coming from the Ramban. He says it means like this, that no, it's a Shvach. It's a Shvach. So that the Chashuv of Bnei Yisrael is like this. We know that Kabbalah Satar was Kafam Harkigigis, right? Hashem was forced into Mekabal the Torah. So when you're forced to do something, not only you're forced to do something, but your children and your grandchildren, forever, like Dairi Dairis, you're going to be forced to do this avdus or whatever it is you're being forced to do. It's a very sad time. It's a terrible tzara, right? And Hashem's forcing us to be mekabel the Torah, and for the rest of the generation, we're going to be stuck to the Torah. We have to listen to the Torah. And you would think it's a very sad time. So Nadav and Aviyu and the Canaan, they wanted to show how chashuv it is that no, you shouldn't be sad. This is such an exciting time. We're getting the Torah. Torah's the best is chayra. So they bedafka ate to show how excited they are, right? You have made a suud out of it. If someone's bitzar, he's not going to eat anything. He's going to be sitting and he's going to be crying. They wanted to show. They wanted to make a suud of mitzvah. They wanted to show Hashem. So what does it mean by Shalach Yada? It doesn't mean that Hashem didn't punish them at that time. It means that Hashem didn't, Shalach Yada is like, didn't have to be cut from Hakigigas. He didn't have to be cut from Hakigigas on those people. Because they were so excited to be Mekabel the Torah. They're so happy. And that's what they were eating and they were drinking. It's the biggest shvach for them. The Gemara says that's why it's such an Indian on Purim. He says, first of all, it's Indian Shavuos, right? Shavuos, you know, akol moedin bin lochem. And Shavuos, everyone knows that you have to eat. Why? You would think that you just learn all day, right? Says, no, because you want to show Hashem that you're happy with Kabbalah Soteris. So therefore, you have a kasuda, you show how happy you are. So they say, he said the same thing with Purim. And Purim, it's the very beginning. To show that we were with Kimu Kiblu. Show that we're so excited that we're in Kabbalah Soteris again.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy. So we make sudas, we send malas to Chaveri. Show that we're so happy. So.
On the four shomer, which is the most responsible?
Well, a shoyl is the most
responsible, right? He's tried for everything, right?
Right.
But there's an exception.